Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republicans in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have chosen their new party leaders. Hannah Teston, the former vice chair, will now become the chair of 3rd Congressional District Republicans. Ryan Hipsch, who has run for assembly in the last two elections, was elected as vice chair. Former chair Bill Feehan was selected as the first vice chair of the state's Republican Party. The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remicker. The new party chair will be elected at the WisDems convention in June. Wisconsin Democrats are seeking to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the state assembly and state senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money they could contribute to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. A bipartisan bill proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature would provide farmers who use beneficial grazing practices with grant funding. The State Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on the bill earlier this month, and if passed into law, it would establish a pilot program to offer technical support and grants of up to $40,000 for farmers using managed grazing systems. The grazing practice moves cattle through smaller pastures in different areas, improving soil health and water quality, as well as decreasing soil erosion. Wisconsin wildlife officials say bird flu is still spreading across the state and is estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. According to Department of Natural Resources officials, there was a significant uptick in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. The agency is also awaiting test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. They're asking residents to report groups of dead birds. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a Division of Reemployment Assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform also passed a bill to prohibit local governments from using tax money for guaranteed income programs. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover costs for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable Tuesday, the AG said federal funding has decreased dramatically. The Democratic AG said for a five-year period, $44 million roughly went to victim service providers. In the current federal fiscal year, which started October 1st, that number has dropped to $13 million, a reduction of over $30 million, or about 70%. A fund established by the Federal Victims of Crimes Act distributes money from fines and fees paid out by people convicted of federal charges. The state has used American Recovery Act and pandemic relief money to supplement that, but those funds are now tapped out. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility, at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. There is a prosecutor shortage in Wisconsin's third biggest county. Waukesha County District Attorney Leslie Basie says grant money from the state budget covering 2.5 prosecutors in her office will run out in July. Funding previously ran out in December for 2 other positions. Those cuts will bring the number of prosecutors in Waukesha County down to 16 prosecutors. The state recommends that the county have 24 more, but Basie says the budget will only allow her 1 part-time hire. Prosecutors are funded at the state level and not through county funds. A shocking twist in the case of a Waukesha teen accused of killing his mother and stepfather. An unsealed federal warrant claims 17-year-old Nikita Kasep killed Tatiana Kasep and Donald Mayer as part of a plot to assassinate President Donald Trump. Investigators discovered contact at Kasep's cell phone with what the FBI calls a satanic cult named the Order of 9 Angels, with a goal to incite chaos and violence. The warrant also alleges that Kasep killed his mother and stepfather in February to obtain the financial means to purchase a drone and explosives for an attack on Trump. Kasep currently faces 9 felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree murder. Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in some additional funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. Howard Representative David Steffen is asking for $1.25 million from the state. That money would be split among Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and the village of Ashwaubenon. Steffen says the money would cover 2/3 of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event. The draft takes place April 24th through 26th. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the children of 2 Taylor County homicide victims. Becky and Joshua Mann were killed in their home near Gilman last Wednesday, leaving behind 4 children aged 16 to 25 who now face a future without their guiding presence, according to family members who set up the fundraiser. Their initial goal was $30,000, but as of Monday evening, they had more than $63,000 already in the bank. Investigators say they were killed by a 15-year-old boy who fled from the scene and turned the gun on himself sometime later. No motive for the shootings has been given. The Steel Bridge team at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville earned the title of first place overall at the 2025 Western Great Lakes Student Steel Bridge Regional Competition held this month in Milwaukee, a first for UW-Platteville. The competition is an annual event where student teams design, build, and assemble a scale model steel bridge. Teams are judged on construction, speed, bridge weight, and load performance. They competed against 15 other teams. UW-Platteville's performance included first place in structural efficiency, first place in stiffness, second place in construction economy, third place in construction speed, and third place in cost estimates. As a result of their achievements, they now advance to the Student Steel Bridge Competition National Finals, set to take place at the end of next month at Iowa State University, with around 40 to 45 schools participating.